This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. We're going to talk about dating. Ah, I got your attention, didn't I? Talking about relationships and dating and in the world that we live in now, how people are doing it differently than they used to. So I'm going to talk to an expert. If it's from Focus on the Family, we know we can trust that. Talking with Lisa Anderson. She's the director of young adults at Focus on the Family, and she's also the host of The Boundless Show. So we want to dig into this. First, Lisa, thank you. Why do you love talking about relationships?
Hey, it's so great to be here, Melissa. I was laughing when you said that because maybe I'm an expert on dating. I'm not sure if I'm an expert on dating well. I feel like I've done it pretty poorly myself. So, in fact, I had to write a book about it, The Dating Manifesto, of all the things I learned in my own journey. So,
I love it.
You know, it's so crazy because, I mean, you think generationally. I talked to my mom about this and she was like, Lisa, this isn't that hard. Like, you just meet a guy and you go out and you find out if he's a great guy and then you marry him. And
wow.
I'm like, Mom, we now have to put them through algorithms.
Yes.
We have to do compatibility. We have to do background checks.
Yes.
We have to do... I mean, this is a whole different game right now. And so I think that's why people are using technology more. We're finding that a lot of people are finding not only their dates, but eventually their spouses online.
Yes.
It's just becoming a thing in a transient culture where you're no longer around your family of origin. You're
yes.
no longer around the community you grew up in. And so, you know, people are like, well, I got to find people, first of all,
sure.
and then I got to figure out if this can work out. And so we're seeing the diversity in that a lot more.
That's so great. At least I know that through Focus on the Family, you guys have put out some statistics, and it says nearly 3 in 10 U.S. adults have said they've used a dating site or app, with 40% saying that online dating has made dating easier for them. What are you seeing then as you guys dive into looking at the technology for dating? Is that good or
yeah.
bad?
People are usually surprised. They want me to say all online dating is bad. Stay away from the apps. It's of the devil, you know, and I disappoint them because
yeah.
I say, you know what? Apps and online, they're just tools.
Yes.
Okay. Tools are neutral.
Yes.
So here's the deal. You're going to use a tool and you can just kind of become addicted to it, or you can use it as a crutch, or you can use it wisely. And
good.
I would prefer to call it online meeting, not online dating.
Okay.
Because let's be honest, Melissa, you eventually have to take this thing into real time and real space.
Right.
If you don't, you have a pen pal.
Yes.
Okay. And I don't know that many singles want that indefinitely. But if you're wise and, you know, you put as much info as you can and you know what your non-negotiables are from the get-go,
yes.
you can put yourself out there and say, look, this is what I'm looking for. And then you cut the clutter. The nice thing is most people know that if you're on a dating app, you're actually looking for something substantive. It's like you're going there with the same intent and the same assumption as the people you'll meet.
Yes.
And so let's get serious and get to know each other.
I think that's so great. This is valuable gold right now, Lisa, for a relationship. So you're not saying no, don't do online or dating apps, but being careful about it, being cautious and just making sure you're asking the right questions and don't just be surfacey all the time. You've got to ask them where their faith is, you know?
Exactly. Especially Christian singles. I say,
yes.
look, what you don't want to do is treat the person on the other end of this line, this computer, as though they're just some kind of commodity. Okay,
yes.
so you're not sifting through profiles like they're paint samples. Everyone behind that profile is made in the image of God, is a real person,
Amen.
Is someone who deserves to be loved and deserves to be in relationship. And so you have to prayerfully approach the dating process, even if it's online. And that's why one of my hallmark rules for all singles dating, especially online, is have a team around you who's going to have eyes on what you're doing. No lone rangers, because
nice.
We all know those of us who've dated in the past,
mm-hmm.
you lose your mind when you decide you like someone and all of a sudden you can't make rational decisions. You're making
yes.
excuses for them, all this kind of nuttiness. And so you need wise people who have their heads on straight, who are willing to tell you no and look at people and say, this person looks like a poser. This person person looks right. like they've got a ton of red flags, and just help you sort through all of the situations that you're in.
And that's a mic drop right there. Lisa, so good. Thank you, ma'am. Lisa Anderson, Director of Young Adults at Focus on the Family and host of The Boundless Show, giving us some gold nuggets here for relationships. Now, I'm going to give you their information too on my conversations link. We want you to make smart, wise decisions in your relationships and enjoy it. Have fun. We're supposed to have fun. It's all at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.